بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا بعد. Today this is our fifth session, reading from the Arabic lesson in Hadith for the third level at Mustawa Thalith, Islamic University of Medina Arabic program. And today we're taking the fifth Hadith from this level 3 book, Al-Hadith Al-Khamis, the fifth Hadith, which its subject is concerning the love of the Prophet ﷺ for the giving preference to or beginning with the right. Yani the right hand, the right foot, the right side, or whatever. Yani fi hubbi al-Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lit-tayammuni. Yani this hadith, its subject is concerning hubb al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lit-tayammuni, of beginning with or initiating things with the right, from the right. Now, so we're on page 15. Walaykum salam. On page 15, and there's no bottle here. An Aisha radiyallahu anha, radiyallahu anha, anha, qalat, yani she said, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, kana an-nabiyy, meaning? He was, yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, meaning, yani this was something not that he did one time, it was something that he did regularly. Kana means he did it bil istimrar, yani constantly, continuously. Kana an-nabiyy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yu'jibuhu. Yani the who here is referring back to the Prophet. The pronoun who is referring back to the Prophet. It used to please him. Or he used to love. يعني يعجبه التيمن. 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 And التيمن means doing things with the right, or starting from the right, or initiating the right, or giving preference to the right, from يمين. التيمن في تنعله. تنع. تنع. No, I was saying في تنعله. نعم. جزاك الله خير. في تنعله. تنعله. وترجله. ترجله. وتهوره. تهوره. وفي شأنه كله. Okay, let's look at it again. Yani, the hadith is from Aisha, رضي الله عنها, قالت, she said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعجبه. It used to please him. Or it used to be something beloved to him. التيمنو. Yani, beginning, or initiating things from the right, or giving preference to the right, in which affairs, in many affairs. She mentioned from them, tana'ulihi. Tana'ulihi, in putting on his na'al. Yani, sandals, footwear. Wa tarajjulihi. Tarajjuli, yani, combing, or, yani, attending to one's hair. Yani, yani, whatever you put in the hair to take care of it, to maintain it, the combing of the hair. تَرَجُّلِهِ وَتُهُورِهِ, and his matters of purification. And then she said, وَفِي شَأْنِهِ كُلِّهِ. شَأْنِهِ كُلِّهِ, and all his affairs. Now, okay. Any question about the wording in this hadith? The wording, and is there any word that's not clear? كَانَ, we know, is the verb, right? Yani. Something past tense.
And here the meaning of it is, he used to do it in the past, and meaning this is what he used to do all the time. يُعْجِبُ is from, as we will see, أَعْجَبَ يُعْجِبُ, and to be amazed, to be pleased, to love something. يُعْجِبُهُ التَّيَمُّن means related to the right. فِي تَنَعُولِهِ in his putting on his sandals, وَتَرَجُّلِهِ in combing his hair.
Okay, again. تَنَعُولِهِ is from نَعَل, sandals. وَتَرَجُّلِهِ is from combing the hair, attending to the hair. وَتُهُورِهِ is purification. وَفِي شَأْنِهِ الشَّأْن, يعني his affair. Here, شَأْنِهِ, the meaning of it is all of his affairs. يعني شُعُونِهِ كُلِّهَا, all of it. Alright. عَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُعْجِبُهُ التَّيَمُّنُ في تنعله with دمة تنعله وترجله with دمة وتهوره with دمة تهور وفي شأنه كله متفق عليه agreed upon as being authentic by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. طيب okay again one more time any question about the words in this hadith we're going to look at some of them يعني as we go through the lesson. But if there's something that you know, you don't have a clue you know, what it means or you want to ask a question about it, now is the chance to ask, okay? Alright, so this hadith is a relatively short hadith and it's not very lengthy. Maybe some of the words we're not familiar with, a lot of new words maybe. But in any case, inshallah, we're going to look at most of them as we read through the lesson. Okay, so again, we're on page 15, hadith number 5 concerning the love and the preference of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the right, yani the right hand, the right foot, the right side, and so on, doing things from the right first or using the right. There are a couple of other hadith, at least one of them of importance that clarifies a little bit of what this hadith is about. So I'm going to just mention it quickly. A hadith that's reported by Abu Dawood, yani our hadith under discussion is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. But there is an authentic hadith with an isnad that is sahih, reported in the Sunan of Abu Dawood, from Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, "Kanat yadu Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-yumna lituhurihi wa ta'amihi." Lituhurihi wa ta'amihi. It's okay?
No, right there.
Right there? I'll try not to, inshallah. I'll try to sit here. Okay? In this hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, كَانَ يَدُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ الْيُمْنَى يَدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ الْيُمْنَى meaning, the hand of the Messenger of Allah, the right hand, يعني اليمنى, the right hand of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, كانت, it was used for, لِتُهُورِهِ his purification, وَطَعَامِهِ and his food, meaning eating with it. وَكَانَتْ يَدُهُ الْيُسْرَى لِخَلَائِهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ أَذَى and his left hand was used for خَلَائِهِ يعني meaning relieving oneself, going to the bathroom. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْأَذَى and that which was يعني considered to be harmful or unclean. So this hadith brings some further clarification to our hadith under discussion. The wording here that is important, yani she talked about here specifically the hand of the Messenger of Allah. Yani he used to use his right hand and his left hand for different things. And of course it's not limited to this, but this gives us yani another perspective to look at our hadith under discussion. That specifically the right hand was used for certain things. Here she mentions for purification and for eating, and the left hand for other things, like relieving oneself and so on, whatever is similar to that. This hadith is reported by Abu Dawud bi isnad in Sahih. And there's also another narration reported by Abu Dawud from Hafsa, yani the daughter of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anha wa anhu. Yani the Hafsa, kana, she said, kana yaj'alu yaminahu. Yani he used to use or make his right hand, that is the Prophet ﷺ, لِتَعَامِهِ وَشَرَابِهِ وَثِيَابِهِ. And again, this hadith brings us something else. Yani the Prophet ﷺ used to
make specifically his right hand for use for ta'amihi, for his food, eating, wa sharabihi, and drinking, wa thiyabihi, and clothing. Yani meaning, clothing here is related to our hadith, and when the Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to yani prefer the right with in the tana'ulihi. His sandals here mentions thiyabihi. So clothing in general, not just putting on shoes, putting on your shirt, putting on your coat, anything that you're putting on, put the right leg, pants, right leg first, shirt or jacket, right hand, right arm first, like this. Okay, so this hadith also gives us some more details, yani clarification. Yani tana'ulihi means putting on his sandals, but it's not just in reference to footgear, but it means clothing in general, as we see in the hadith of Hafsa. يعني كان يجعل يمينه لطعامه, for his food, وشرابه, and his drink, وثيابه, and his clothing. وكان يجعل شماله أو شماله شمال with فتح لما سوى ذلك, and he used to use make his left hand to be used for other than that, for other things than eating and drinking and clothing and stuff like this. Okay, so these two hadith yani bring yani some further clarity to our hadith under discussion, and it makes us to understand that two things, as we will see in the hadith under discussion, that he used to give preference to the right, and that right doesn't just mean the right hand, but it also means the right side, yani right foot, yani doing things, initiating things from the right, as well as using the right hand for special things and using the left hand for other things. And also a point of note here is that yani this hadith under discussion in our book reported by Al-Bukhari Muslim narrated from Aisha, and the hadith in Abu Dawud also reported by Aisha radiallahu anha, and this makes us to understand that she was describing on more than one occasion this matter of the preference and the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the right, of the right, yani giving preference, superiority to the right over the left. She was describing it on more than one occasion, and sometimes she described it one way and another time another way, and there's no contradiction between them. Rather, one is further clarifying the other. Now the final thing that I want to mention before we go to the reading of the text is in this hadith, we have at the end of the hadith the wording after mentioning in putting on his sandals or shoes and combing his hair and in his matters of purification, وَفِي شَأْنِهِ كُلِّهِ. 2 points. فِي شَأْنِهِ كُلِّهِ. This expression, شَأْن, يعني is singular. But when the singular word in Arabic language is connected in إضافة to another word, and in this case it's the pronoun, then the meaning of that singular, it becomes general in meaning. So here the meaning is not in one of his affairs, it means his affairs, all of them. That's from Arabic language. Secondly, this meaning is confirmed in the word that came after it, kullihi, all of it. Okay, so this 2 points here, I mean this is 1 point, but yani there are two things to look at here. Sha'nihi, the word sha'n is singular, but the meaning of it is general, because it's connected in idafa to the pronoun, here connected to a pronoun, but it could be connected to a regular noun. It means that yani the meaning is general, it's not just one affair. And this meaning is confirmed in the use of the expression kullihi, all of it, yani meaning in all of his affairs. The second point that I want to make here is, as some of the scholars of hadith said, that this expression fi sha'nihi kullihi is am yukhassu. Yani it's am, its meaning is general. Am means that includes everything, but it is a general expression that is restricted in its meaning by something else, by something outside of it. It's restricted in its meaning. Yani, something that restricts it, yani, is what? Is the fact that we know from other places, and one of them is the hadith in Abu Dawood, we know also that even though this is general, the meaning of it in general is all of his affairs. But we know it doesn't mean all of his affairs, but rather there are some affairs in which he used the left, or he began with the left. We know that. So the scholars say this is am yukhas, yani, general meaning that is restricted. For indeed, his entering into the place of relieving oneself, bathroom, and his exiting from the masjid, and the performance of istinja, purification after relieving oneself, all of these things are begun with the left, and whatever is similar to them. So the meaning here is what? That even though Aisha radiallahu anha mentions some specific things, putting on the sandals, combing the hair, matters of purification, and in all of his affairs, doesn't mean in everything that he always did everything with the right. Rather, there's some limitation of this general meaning by other yani information, other hadith and so on that we know from the Prophet ﷺ, that there are some affairs which are not included in this general preference to the right, rather there are some things in which he began with the left. Naam. And there's one more narration in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed, also with an isnad that is sahih, that gives us clarification of this meaning, the meaning of yu'jibuhu. In the Musnad of Imam Ahmed, the hadith is narrated, kana yuhibbu aw yu'jibuhu at-tayammunu mastata'a. Yani that he used to love, or he used to be pleased with the right as much as he was able to, mastata'a, as much as he was able to. And the point here is that the narrator of this hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed said, kana yuhibbu aw yu'jibuhu. Yani one of these two words, yuhibbu aw yu'jibuhu, which makes us to understand that these two words have the same meaning. Yani the meaning of yu'jibuhu here is yuhibbu. Because yani a'jaba yu'jibu has more than one meaning. It means to be amazing, to be strange, to be yani loved. But the meaning here is not that it's strange or that it's amazing. The meaning is he has love, and we understand this from the narration of Imam Ahmed. Kana yuhibbu, yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yu'jibuhu at-tayammun, meaning yuhibbuhu. He kana yuhibbuhu. He used to love this, yani to give preference to the right in many of his affairs. Okay, that's what I wanted to say before we go into reading of the text. Now,
yustahibbu
or yustahibbu? Naam. Yani meaning that this is something that is beloved, yani it's preferred, it's recommended or commendable. Yani something that's mustahab means that yani it's not necessarily wajib, but it's something that is loved, it's preferred, it's commendable in the Sharia, for example. No, that the meaning here is different. Yeah, yustahab means that thing is loved. But here we're saying he himself loved it. Oh, can you say yustahab or tayammun? You can say naam. Yani it's mustahab to begin with the right. Naam, you can say that. Naam. That would be the meaning, that it's mustahab to begin with the right or to initiate with the right. Naam. Huh? Yastahibbu and yustahabbu. Naam. Alright, so the point here, yani the last narration, makes us to know that the meaning of a'jaba yu'jibu that's intended here is hub. And we see that in the title of this hadith, right? Fi hub an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the meaning of yani i'jab here means hub. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love this. And he used to do it as much as he could in those things that were considered to be honorable or noble or yani good things. Okay, so we're reading from page 15, Ma'ani al-Kalimat, the meaning of the words. Naam?
Yukhas, limitation of the general.
Huh? Yukhas. Yukhas means that, naam, it's general, but it is restricted or limited in its meaning by something else. Yukhas. Naam. You know, this is from the rules of usul, that there's am and khas. Am means a text from the Quran or Sunnah that's general, and khas means a text that's specific. That's specific. So some things may be removed from the general ruling if there's a text that removes them from it. Yani a khas, a special text. Okay, so this is a general statement here, but there are some things that limit it in its meaning or take out of it, yani take out of that general ruling certain items. Like, yani coming out of the masjid, or entering the bathroom and istinja using the left hand and so on. Okay, the meaning of the words here, al-kalimat. You know what? Let me see. Do I have my watch? I gotta pay attention to the time, right? must be in my cool pocket. Okay, we have ma'ani al-kalimat, and as we know from the past, yani on the right column we have the word or the expression that we want to look at, and then in the box that follows we have the meaning for explanation or discussion concerning that word or expression. The first expression is أعجبَ الشيءُ فلانًا. أعجبَ الشيءُ, يعني the thing is the فاعل here, something, right? And it أعجبَ فلانًا, it amazed or pleased so and so. All right, so this is an expression, you say أعجبَ الشيءُ فلانًا, يعني this thing pleased so and so, it was pleasing to him, it was loved by him. All right, the meaning here they said is surra bihi, meaning fulan, that person who that thing amazed him or pleased him, surra bihi, he was pleased with it, he was pleased with it. So when we say that yani kana yu'jibuhu, yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it used to amaze, it used to please him, yani at-tayammun, it means here surra bihi, he was pleased with it, he was pleased with it. This is the past tense of the verb a'ajaba, and the mudari present tense form is yu'jibu. A'ajaba, yu'jibu. This is the fourth form of the mazid, yani af'ala, yuf'ilu. And this expression, how it is used, they give us some examples. For example, you say taqulu qara'atu hadha al-kitab, I read this book, fa'ajabani. Meaning what? It pleased me. I liked it. I loved it. Yani, it was amazing. It was nice. I liked it. فَأَعْجَبَنِي. I read it and it was pleasing to me. Another example. أَعْجَبَنِي هَذَا ثَوْبُ كَثِيرًا. نعم. This clothing or this piece of clothing pleased me a lot. كَثِيرًا. أَعْجَبَنِي هَذَا الثَّوْبُ, يعني the thawb, أَهَذَا الثَّوْبُ is the fa'il, it was the thing that pleased me, يعني أَعْجَبَنِي, يعني نون الوقاية followed by يا المتكلم, أَعْجَبَنِي, the يا and أَعْجَبَنِي is for the first person pronoun me, أَعْجَبَنِي, this clothing pleased me كثيراً, a lot. Another example, أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَشْتَرِيَ مِثْلَهُ, يعني this clothing pleased me a lot and I want to buy something like it. يعني أشتريه مثله. The next example they gave us, أعجبتني الجامعة الإسلامية. أعجبت, يعني this is the feminine form, right? أعجبت, أعجب, أعجبتني. What was it that pleased me? الجامعة الإسلامية, the Islamic University. And the final example, يعجبني كلامك في فضل العلم. يعجبني. What is it that was pleasing to me? كلامك. Your words or your speech في فضل العلم. Concerning the what? Of science. Okay, but here the meaning, science is the meaning of ilm, نعم. But here the meaning is general. يعني Your speech or your saying or your statement concerning the excellence, the virtue, the superiority of knowledge. Yani, the meaning is general here, knowledge, although it could mean science, depending on the context that the statement was made in, right? Or, yani, it could mean more specifically, yani, knowledge here means the Sharia knowledge, knowledge of Quran and Sunnah. Yani, the excellence of knowledge is general, but the most excellent of knowledge is the Sharia knowledge. Now,
so is it specifically only to mean he is pleased with it, or is
in which statement? The last one?
With any of them, like over here, so like with a thawb.
With a thawb, okay. This is the past tense, right? أعجبني هذا الثوب. It pleased me.
Can you say, or I liked it, for example?
Oh, you could say I liked it.
Okay.
No, that's possible. Right. Okay, but it's past tense, right? So of course we know that the past tense use is going to be a little bit different than the present tense, because when the last example he said yu'jibuni, yani means not that I was pleased or I liked it, but I like it. He's saying right now I like this. I like what you're saying about the excellence of knowledge. But yes, you can say that. I liked it. No problem. Yani, because of course the meaning here, yani it has different meanings. Yani a'jaba yu'jibu has different meanings, but in the context of this hadith we're talking about, yani, you liking, loving, being pleased with something. Now, طيب, the next word is Tayammana. Tayammana. Yani this is the past tense form of the verb that the masdar came in our hadith. Tayammun. Tayammun is the masdar. The past tense verb is tayammana. Tayammana. Yani tafa'ala. The fifth form of the verb. Tafa'ala. Yatafa'alu. So the past tense verb is tayammana. And the meaning of it is ibtada'a fil a'mali bil yadi al yumna wal rijli al yumna wal janib al aymani. Yani the meaning of it is ibtada'a tayammana. And if you say huwa tayammana, it means huwa ibtada'a. He began in his a'mal, in his deeds, whatever he was doing, bil yadi al yumna, with his right hand. He began with the right hand. Or arrijli al yumna, or the right foot. Or al janib al ayman, yani the right side. Meaning beginning with the right. Whether it's right hand, right foot, right side, beginning with it. This is yani the basic meaning of tayammana, yani ibtada'a, yani al ibtida', beginning with the right. Wal mudari, naam. Naam. Yumna is feminine. Yani liyad is feminine, right? Because the parts of the body that are two, they are feminine. So yad and rijal are feminine. Yumna. طيب, after this he said, yani the fi'l mudari, the madi is tayammana, and the mudari is yatayammanu. Yatayammanu. And the masdar is tayammunun, yani with dhamma on the next to the last letter, the shadda on the meme takes dhamma, tayammun, tayammun. This is the masdar, the infinitive form, yani the act of doing something with the right or beginning with the right. Wadidduhu, the opposite of it is tayasara, tayasara. The opposite of tayammana is tayasara. And the masdar from tayasara is tayasurun, tayasurun. Okay, so I think the word tayamman, tayammana, yatayammanu, or tayammun, we understand the meaning of it is beginning with the right, yani initiating things with the right, giving preference to the right in whatever, in the things that you do. Then the next word that came in this hadith after yani yu'jibuhu tayammunu, yani fi tana'ulihi, tana'ulihi. Yani the verb tana'ul is the masdar. The verb that it comes from past tense is tana'ala, with shadda on the ayn. Tana'ala. And the meaning of tana'ala means labisa an-na'la. Yani labisa, he wore, he put on the sandal, in wearing the sandal. Tana'ala means he put on his sandal. And the mudari, يَتَنَعَلُ يَتَنَعَلُ تَنَعَلَ يَتَنَعَلُ. And the masdar is تَنَعُلٌ تَنَعُلٌ, with dhamma on the next to the last letter of the verb. تَنَعُلٌ. This means what? Putting on the na'al, yani the footwear, the foot gear, yani specifically a sandal, but it's general. It means whatever you are wearing on your feet. Yani tana'ala means to put it on, to put on your footwear. The next word after that came tarajjulihi. Tarajjulihi, yani this is again the masdar tarajjul, and the verb that is from is tarajjala. And tarajjala is in specifically in reference to the hair. That's why we say tarajjala sha'rahu. Tarajjala sha'rahu, meaning sharrahahu. Sharraha means the same as tarajjala. Yani sharraha means to comb the hair. Tarajjala sha'rahu means sharrahahu. He combed it. Wasawwahu, and made it even or straight. Bil mushti, yani with the comb. And he combed his hair, straightened it out, made it neat, huh? Sawwa means to make it even, straight. Naam, naam. Bil mushti, yani with the, using the comb. Okay, so the past tense verb is tarajjala, and the yani the mudari, they didn't mention the mudari here, but the mudari is what? Yatarajjalu, yatarajjalu. And the masdar is tarajjulun, with dhamma, tarajjulun. And an example of the use of this word, taqulu, you say, for example, rajjaltu sha'ri. Huh? Rajjaltu means what? Huh? Naam, naam. But it's the, this is how it's, it's, you, the meaning is in reference to the hair. Rajjaltu, yani sha'ri, I combed my hair. The meaning, sharrahtuhu, I combed it. Wa, also another way you can express it is, mashattuhu. Mashattuhu. Yani mashattuhu, sharrahtuhu, yani rajjaltuhu, all this means combing of the hair, or using some yani oil or ointment or something in your hair. Putting that in your hair also is part of the meaning of yani tarajjala. Means putting some yani ointment or cream in your hair or whatever you use, and then also and combing it. But it's common, more commonly used for combing hair. Now, Mustafa.
Here we have sarahtu, not sharahtu.
You have what?
On the seed there is no sarahtu. You have sarahtu.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Sarraha. Sarraha. Okay. Naam. Sarraha. Sarraha. Yeah, I don't know, I'm going blind. Huh? Yani sarraha. Naam. Sarraha yusarrihu tasrih. Sarraha. Sarraha. Yani naam.
I don't see what is the problem. Maybe we're saying sharraha and here
is sarraha. Sar, with seen. Naam.
Ah, okay.
Also yeah.
Huh?
Ha,
sukun, so sarraha.
It should be sarrah tuhu. Okay. Sarrah tuhu. Mashattuhu. Naam. Rajjaltu. Naam.
My question, why didn't they use tarajjaltu?
I think they're just trying to use, show you the different words that have the same meaning. And all of these words, yani, rajjaltu, sarrahtu, mashattu, all of them have the same meaning of yani combing the hair. Okay, after this, on page 16, top of the page, two more words that we want to discuss. The first word, at-tuhur, with dhamma, at-tuhur, which means, in this case, they said it means al-wudu wal-ghuslu. Al-wudu wal-ghuslu. This is what is most commonly intended by at-tuhur, yani performing ablution or taking a complete bath. However, at-tuhur also has the meaning of anything that is part of the process of purifying oneself. So it might also mean removing anything that's najis from your body. That's also part of tuhur. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani he gave preference to the right, and tuhur means in ablution, in taking a bath, and removing something unclean from your body, whatever, starting with the right. Starting from the right, initiating from the right side. And also, as we mentioned previously, to distinguish between the word at-tuhur with dhamma and the word tahur with fatha. And tahur is the water that's used for purification, and tuhur is the process of purification. In the same day as we mentioned, and the same way as we mentioned before, that al-wudu with dhamma is the process of ablution, and wadu is the water that's used for ablution. Okay, the final word that we have here is ash-sha'nu. Naam.
You said tuhur, it can mean also removing like unclean, like something dirty from your... What's the right
istinja or istinja? There's some difference here. Yani, there's some little difference. Inshallah, we'll maybe talk about it a little bit, yani, before we close. But yani, in general, the meaning here, yani, is the process of purification. However, there's no doubt that when we talk about the process of purification, removing something unclean, there's some yani difference of the opinion amongst the scholars concerning this. But what's clear is istinja, that the hand that should be used for istinja is the left hand. Maybe in some other process of purification, like yani using siwak or miswak, some scholars consider that to be yani removing something unclean, and therefore, like Imam Ahmed said, that you should use the left hand, use the siwak in the left hand. And some scholars said no, it means that yani that you can use the right hand. But you should yani begin with the left side. Anyway, there's difference of opinion about this. But in general, yani what is intended here is the process of purification, that the parts of the body that are washed in ablution or in ghusl, yani you should start with the right side. And removing something unclean, naam.
So the few wives, they would prefer us to use from the left side?
No, to use the left hand. Imam Ahmed's opinion that siwak is not from under this ruling of yani the preference of right, because he said it comes under the ruling of removing something unclean. Yani the it's an unclean matter, so you should use the left hand to remove something. That's how he's saying the same. We use the left hand for istinja, saying use the left hand, use the miswak in the left hand. Anyway, this is something about which there's difference of opinion. There's no clear text relating to it. But it's only yani coming up in reference to his question that there's some difference of opinion concerning this matter. Brushing the teeth is yani miswak, yani siwak, yani tasawuk, naam. Yani whether you use a miswak yani or you use a toothbrush, but of course it's better to use miswak. There's no doubt if you have the proper yani fresh miswak, not maybe what's sold in the market today, a piece of wood that's vacuum packed and been sitting there for 10 years. That might be dangerous to brush your teeth with. In any case, ash-sha'nu, the last word that we have here, ash-sha'nu, means al-amru, al-amru, not command, but an affair, an affair. Yani you say amruhu, yani mean his affair, sha'nuhu, amruhu, and the plural of sha'n is shu'un, yani affairs. So the expression that came in our hadith, fi sha'nihi kullihi, meaning a fi jami'i umurihi. Yani if sha'n means amr, then fi sha'nihi kullihi means fi jami'i umurihi. Yani sha'n, here the meaning of it, as we said earlier, it means, yani what is intended by it, sha'nihi, what's intended by it is shu'unihi. Shu'unihi. And when we say kullihi, then what is intended by it is jami'. All of it. All of it. All of his affairs. Okay, so after this, the meaning of the hadith, ma'na al-hadith, kana nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yufaddilu al-bada'a bil-yamani. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to prefer, give preference to beginning, al-bada'a, beginning, bil-yaman, yani with the right. Fi lubsihi an-na'la, yani in putting on his sandal. Wa tamshitihi al-sha'r, and in combing the hair. Wa fi wudu'ihi, and in his ablution. Wa ghuslihi, and in his taking of a bath. Wa fi jami' umurihi, and in all of his affairs. And again, all of his affairs is general, am yukhas, that it is limited by other texts, which make us to know that it doesn't mean absolutely every affair, but those affairs which are considered to be from the noble and good things, as opposed to unclean things and so on. So the meaning of this hadith, in other words, يعني يعجبه التيمن means يفضل البدع باليمن, يعني that he preferred to begin with the right, and putting on his sandals, combing his hair, in his ablution and taking a bath in all of his affairs. Then it says, هذا في الأمور التي هي من باب التكريم والتزيّن. Yani this, that he gave preference to the right, is in those affairs which are from the perspective of باب التكريم والتزيّن. Yani things that are honorable or noble. والتزيّن, yani adorning oneself, beautification. In those things he preferred, yani the right. أَمَّا الْأُمُورَ الَّتِي هِيَ لَيْسَتْ كَذَلِكَ, as far as those affairs which are not from this bab التكريم, not from the bab of تزيّن, yani things which are honorable or adornment and beautification, things are not from that perspective. For example, مِثْلُ دُخُولِ الْخَلَاءِ وَالْإِسْتِنْجَاءِ والخروج من المسجد فالمستحب فيها التياسر. So as far as other affairs that are not like this, for example, entering the bathroom or استنجاء, purifying the private parts after relieving oneself and exiting from the masjid, in these affairs, what is mustahab, yani what is beloved, preferable, commendable concerning these affairs, is at-tayasur, yani that a person begin with the left side. Yani these affairs that are not from the bab of takrim, at-tazayyun, means the a'mal al-khabitha, unclean things, or mustakdhara, yani things that are considered to be yani filthy. In those things, the Prophet ﷺ preferred yani al-mustahab fiha at-tayasur, that you use the left or begin with the left. Yani when you enter the bathroom, you enter with which foot? When you exit the masjid, you exit with the left. Naam. Istinja, you use the left hand to clean yourself after relieving oneself, and so on. Okay, this is the meaning of the hadith. Yani meaning that, although the Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, in all of his affairs, the meaning is that it's limited. It's not absolute, but generally, a noble, yani honorable, yani good things, he preferred yani the right. But it doesn't mean in every affair, absolutely, but rather there are some things that are exempted from this, or as mentioned in the meaning of this hadith. Okay, as far as the benefits from this hadith, or the rulings, or points, or yani that may be derived from it, ما يستفاد من الحديث من أحكام, yani the rulings or points of benefit that may be derived from this hadith, they mention two. The first of them, استحباب التيمن في الأمور التي من باب التكريم والتزيين, yani that it is beloved, literally beloved, or preferable, or commendable. Yani istihbab, yani the ruling here, the hukum here, is that initiating things with the right or using the right in noble and honorable things, yani min bab al-takrim wa tazyeen, beautification and pure and adornment, yani that it is preferable, commendable, or beloved to begin with the right. The second point here is hub. Naam. Same meaning. Tazayyun means the same as tazyeen. Yani tazyeen is from the fa'ala. Yani yufa'ilu tafa'il. Like allama yu'allimu ta'aleem. Tazyeen. And the other one, tazayyun, yani is from bab tafa'ala. Yatafa'alu. Now, from two different babs, but the meaning here is both purification, I mean not purification, beautification, adornment. Now, Zakallahu khair. Yani in the previous statement they used the word min bab al-takrim wa tazayyun, and then in this statement under the benefits they said min bab al-takrim wa tazayyin. They are actually yani masdars from two different babs, from tafa'ala and from fa'ala, the second and the fifth mazid. طيب, the second point from this hadith is حب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للطيبات, يعني that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم loved يعني the طيبات, good things, pure things. يعني he used to prefer يعني specifically here the right, but it's general that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave preference to and had love for and was pleased with يعني the good things. So these are from the good things يعني that the Prophet ﷺ give preference to the right over others, and putting on his shoes and combing his hair, and the matters of purification, entering the masjid, and so on. And some scholars also mention that in this hadith is an indication of the excellence or the superiority of the right over the left, and we found this in many ayats in the Quran when Allah talks about Ashab al-Yameen. Naam, yani the preference of right over left. Allah gave yani the name, the title, the description of Yameen to the people of paradise as opposed to the other people. So this also shows the excellence of yani right of the right. Naam.
By extension, you cannot say people who are lefty are...
That's different. I don't think that we can give any yani legal ruling to something that is yani just natural in a person, yani that they used to use one hand over another, that yani this one is better in that sense. Yani being right-handed is better than being left-handed. Allahu a'lam. I haven't read anything like that anywhere.
It, it,
Well, we mentioned in the hadith, right? The hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, and we mentioned earlier another, the narration of Abu Dawood, yani that in his that he used to give preference to the right in his ta'am, and in the narration of Hafsa, ta'ami wa sharabi. So that means that yani eating and drinking should be with the right hand. This is what's legislated in the Sunnah. Now, person should not eat with their left hand. If they are left-handed, when they are young, they should be trained to eat and drink with their right hand. And that's not difficult to do when they're young. Maybe when a person is old, it might be difficult. Okay, let's look at, we have a few minutes remaining. Let's look at the questions. We have 7 questions here. Well, we have more than, I don't think we started exactly at 1 o'clock. But anyway, let's see. First question, yani near the bottom of page 16, As'ilatun, the questions. ما الذي كان يعجب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أموره كلها؟ يعني what is the meaning of the question first?
What is it?
ما الذي كان يعجب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم? What is it that used to please or be pleasing to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in all of his affairs? نعم أبو بكر. كان يعجبه التيمم. نعم. في شأنه كله. نعم. That he used to be pleased with initiating or beginning or giving preference to the right, and is putting on his sandals, combing his hair, matters of purification, and in general, in all good things. Second question. وفي نعم. You want to answer it? Okay. Mustafa is going to take this question. في أي الأمور يستحب التياسر. What is the question first?
In which affairs is it preferable to the left?
نعم. In which affairs is it preferable to يعني use the left or to initiate with the left? نعم.
في
الاستنجاء.
والخروج من المسجد.
والخروج من المسجد.
دخول
الخلاء. نعم. And so on. These are some of the matters that were mentioned. دخول الخلاء, entering the bathroom, the place of relieving oneself, whatever it is. نعم. Question number 3. اشرح الحديث شرحا موجزا. يعني brief explanation of the hadith. عبد الحق. صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله.
وأما الأمور كانت ليس من هذا الباب. المستحب فيها التياسر.
أحسن ما شاء الله. نعم. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to love beginning with the right in his affairs. يعني sand, putting on his footwear and combing the hair and wudu, ablution, matters of purification, as far as the other matters that يعني this he said is from what? The bab of التكريم والتزيين والتزيين and in other affairs, then he used to give preference to the left, and we mentioned some of those things, what they are. Question number 4, اذكر ما يستفاد من الحديث. Okay, mention what do we benefit from this hadith? What do we benefit from this hadith? They mentioned 2 things. The first of them,
حب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
الطيبات. يعني okay, the first one, you want to make say okay, no problem. Go the other way. No problem. That's 2 of them. Go ahead. Which one you want to mention? حب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التيمم. تنعله
وترجله.
نعم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to love initiating with the right, يعني in his affairs of يعني putting on sandals, combing the hair, purification and so on. As they said in brief, they said here, الأمور التي من باب التكريم والتزيين. يعني all the things that are from the perspective of يعني purification, beautification and adornment, and honorable, noble things. The second ruling, naam. Naam, the love of the Prophet ﷺ for the things that are good and wholesome and pure. And on the next page, the last couple of questions, page 17. Ma ma'na at-tayammun? At-tayammunu. Ma ma'na tayammun? Naam. Mustafa.
Ma'nahu.
Okay.
Naam.
You can say bada'a. Naam. You can say bada'a. Naam. Uh-huh. Bada'a bil yameen. Bil yad yumna. Yumna or rijl yumna. Naam. Al ayman. Naam. The last question. I mean, not the last question. No. Ma didduhu. Naam. Ma didduhu. التياسر ضده التياسر. And question number 6, هاتي ثلاثة جمل تستعمل فيها أعجبا. يعني 3 sentences using the word أعجبا. Okay, who will give us the first one? Abu Bakr, first sentence.
أعجبني قراءة القرآن. أعجبتني.
Okay, قراءة is feminine. أعجبتني
قراءة القرآن كل صباح.
نعم, قراءة القرآن كل صباح. نعم, يعني it is pleasing to him, يعني reciting the Quran every morning. Okay, another one, another sentence with أعجب. نعم, وليد.
أعجبتني هذا الدرس.
درس is masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
أعجبني هذا الدرس. نعم, another one. أعجب. نعم. He changed it to plural. أعجبتني دروس الحديث. نعم. Anybody else? Another one. Okay, that's 3. In any case, this is a word that يعني it's يعني we can use it in so many affairs. نعم. The last question: ما جمع شأن؟ جمع شأن. شؤون. نعم. Okay, so I guess we're close يعني to the end of the time. Naam. Okay, so what let's before we close out, let's look at the hadith for next week. Hadith number 6 on page 17. Hadith number 6 on page 17. Al hadith as-sadis fi al-mash 'ala al-khuffayn. Yani concerning wiping over the khuffs. And as we'll see in the discussion of this topic, yani perhaps we'll look at what some of the scholars have said concerning the general meaning of this ruling, that yani khufs means a type of sock that's made from hide or like leather, yani leather socks, something like this. But this the ruling of wiping over footwear is not limited to khufs, rather it can, you know, it's permissible to wipe over any socks, and there are a lot of proofs concerning this, and some scholars have written books yani completely just on this topic. In any case, the topic is wiping over the khufs, and the hadith is an al-Mughira. عن المغيرة تا should be المغيرة تا عن المغيرة تا ابن شعبة تا ابن شعبة تا رضي الله عنه قال كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فتوضأ فأحويت لأنزع يعني with فتح on the حمزة لأنزع خفيه فقال دعهما فإني أدخلتهما طاهرتين فمسح عليهما متفق عليه. يعني عن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه, on the authority of المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, قال, he said, كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, I was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فتوضأ, then he performed ablution. فَأَحْوَيْتُ, so I bent down, لِأَنْزِعَ خُفَّيْهِ, to take off his socks. I need to remove his socks for him in the process of making ablution. فَقَالَ, so he said, that is the Prophet ﷺ said, دعهما, leave the both of them. فأني أدخلتهما, for because I have entered them, يعني put on the socks, I put them on طاهرتيني, in a state of purification. يعني both of them were pure. يعني I entered them into the socks while they were in a state of purity. Meaning I had washed, I had made ablution, washed my feet before I put the socks on. دعهما فأني أدخلتهما, leave them for I have worn them, يعني put these socks on my feet while my feet are in a state of purification. فمسح عليهما, so he wiped over them instead of taking them off. He wiped over them. متفق عليه, reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, we'll stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.